We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You alluded to Lou Gehrig, okay? And obviously 2,130 consecutive games by Lou Gehrig, which was later on broken by Cal Ripken. And when I think of, like, unbreakable streaks, okay? No, seriously, when I think of unbreakable streaks, forget Brett Favre and his streak in the NFL and all that. I think the most impressive streak I can think of is that our next guest, the great John Sterling, future Hall of Famer, okay, with the broadcast wing, has broadcast every Yankee game since what year, John? What year was the first year?
1989.
Wow. 30 years. 30 years, and you have not missed a freaking game. That is on. Forget Gehrig, forget Ripken, forget Favre. Forget them all. That's the most impressive of all of them.
Well, my people haven't been trying to tackle me or throw fastballs at me. But if you want to add to it, include the Hawks and Braves from 1981 on. So it's been 38-plus years, and here I am with you and Joe and Susan and Jack, and we're all set.
I have to say also, you did a marvelous job calling my Brooklyn Nets on that Sunday afternoon.
I think it was against
the Atlanta Hawks.
Did I ever get a great kick out of that? My goodness.
You sparked them. Let's face it. The Nets may make the playoffs because of the spark you gave them on that Sunday afternoon.
Thank you. I'll take full credit, of course.
You've been, as we've said, since 89, so you've seen a ton of these opening days. It's like a national holiday. Compare this feeling this year. Does it feel like the early 2000s? How would you compare this feeling going into this new Yankee season?
Well, that's a pretty good question, because you would say you'd compare it, you know, with 98, 99, 2000, 2001, except the Yankees had already won. This team hasn't. We haven't won a World Series since 2009, and in Yankee land, man, that's a long time. And this team is so deep. Now, I'm not saying they're better than the Red Sox or the Astros or the Dodgers, like Cubs, whoever. But they have a chance to be. And the only way we'll find out is to watch and certainly listen to the games. But this team is very deep. You look at the batting order. Without Hicks and Didi, the ninth hitter is Tulowitzki. And the eighth hitter is Gleyber Torres. And in the bullpen, without Betances, you still have all these great arms. So, you know, if you look at the Yankees this year, the question is starting pitching.
You know, John, I you talk about the starting pitching, but I've been saying this, you know, I'm getting a little redundant with it. To me, the big difference between the Yankees and the Red Sox is the Yankees have this dominant bullpen, and the Red Sox basically have no bullpen right now.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. You really think the Red Sox are going to make a move, unless they've come up with young guys that we don't know. You know, I heard you, Joe, telling someone earlier today that you don't know about bullpenners because they have one good year and then they have one bad year outside of Mariano. And it really is true. What happens is when they have a good year, they're overworked, and the next year they don't come back as well. So, and there's always someone new, like Milwaukee's bullpen last year.
Right, right.
And Colorado signed all these guys to great contracts, and they were terrible.
Yeah, they were bad.
So, I hate to say who knows, but who knows?
You know, I look at the Yankee pen, and I feel like I know more than any other team, because I think Dellin Betances, when he's healthy, over the last half a decade, is always good. Zach Britton is always good when healthy. Aroldis Chapman is always good. Now, obviously, the caveat is when healthy, but I think, and this isn't just the Red Sox, this is everybody in baseball, I feel more certain about the Yankee bullpen than most because of the track records of all the guys they have out there.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You know, I have a lot of very strong opinions that a lot of other people don't have. And I think when he's right, and he has to be right, healthy and in rhythm, I wouldn't trade Dellin Betances for any other relief pitcher. And before you say, oh, come on now, who would you trade him for? Kimbrel? He's not even pitching. Edwin Diaz, maybe. But that's how good I think Betances can be, and he's no more than second or third on the Yankee list, you know, when everyone gets back healthy, quote-unquote. So there's no question about it. The bullpen is great, and, you know, starting pitching now has been devalued. Well, you know that. Even in the playoffs last year, you know, you saw the Kershaws and the Sales pitch four or five innings. So if the Yankee starters can get them, you know, 2-2, 3-3 in the fifth or sixth, they got a great chance.
John, you think we'll see any Yankee games this year where they have an opener? You know, one of the relief pitchers starts the game?
Oh, sure. In fact, it might happen soon because they're going without Sabathia and without Severino, and they have a very deep bullpen. So that's possible, yeah.
We're talking to John Sterling, radio voice of the New York Yankees, opening day 2019, the Yankees and the Orioles. Any disappointment? Because overall, I thought the Yankees had a good offseason. I mean, you look at the additions that they made. Keeping Britton, I thought, was a great move. They added DJ LeMahieu. But any disappointment that we didn't see the megastar that maybe we would have seen in the early 2000s, like Manny Machado and Bryce Harper added to this team?
Well, in last night, you guys may know, was the Yankee welcome home dinner. And before we march into the ballroom, the Yankee players and management and whoever are all in a room, you know, having a drink and like cocktail time and having a shrimp and chatting. And I was chatting with Hal Steinbrenner, and I said to him, I want you to know, I did not want Machado. And I said, the reason is I didn't want anything to happen to Andujar, who is going to be such a great star. And he said, I agree with you. He said, we needed pitching. We went after pitching, and they did by re-signing Happ, re-signing Britton, and trading for Paxton. Now we'll see how it works.
What about Paxton? What do you expect to see from him, John?
Well, let's let it happen first. He says he's not bothered at all. He loves the pressure of New York. As you know, some guys, and you've seen it over the years, just can't handle it.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what it is.
Sonny Gray.
And, well, Sonny Gray is a great example. And if you want to go back to the old days, Ed Whitson, everyone always brings up his name.
Yep.
But it's tough for me because I'm sitting up here every game for 30 years. This is the 31st year, and I don't see the pressure. But I guess on players that there is that pressure. You know, Buck Showalter said many, many years ago, the fans don't come to see the Yankees play. They come to see the Yankees win.
Right.
And so maybe that's the pressure they're talking about.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, as a guy who's seen it all for the last 30 years, if there is any way to tell if a guy can handle it, or is it just one of those things you have to let it happen, you know, in telling if a guy has that personality to handle the pressure and bright lights of the city?
Well, I think you have to wait and see if he can handle the bright lights. I mean, don't forget, if you're pitching for the Yanks, you're pitching for a heck of a team that's going to score runs. And obviously, it didn't work for Sonny Gray. And Sonny Gray wasn't unhappy about getting out of here. Maybe his career will start over again in Cincinnati. Although, one thing you have to say, you know, this ballpark is a great hitting ballpark, but he's going to an even better hitting ballpark in Cincinnati. So we'll see. We'll see how he does, and we'll see how Matt Harvey does out in L.A. with the Angels. But about Paxton, anyway, that was the question, the big maple.
Big and, maple. I like that.
And boy, the Yankees are really hoping that he's a big-time starter. You know, if he really is, with Tanaka and Severino, that's three pretty good guys at the top of the staff. I don't think they may be as good as DeGrom and Syndergaard and either Wheeler or Mats, but they're pretty good.
You know, speaking of pressure, I know it's only his second year, John. You see any pressure on Boone this year?
No. You know, it's a result business. And I think if the Yankees, you know, would finish with a 500 record, he might be in a little bit of trouble. But, you know, Aaron Boone is easy and smooth, and he has a great ball club. That's the biggest thing. You know what Chris Mullin said during this year? He said, great coaches have great players. Mm. So he has a tremendous team, and he's easygoing and light and easy to like and easy to play for. So I don't think there are any problems on Boone. You know what the pressure would be on Boone? If he had Baltimore's team.
Yeah, well,
no, really. I don't care what the manager does. He can't go out and play. So you need players.
Yeah, let's hope it works out better for Boone than it did Mullen this year. You know what I mean, John?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
he has better players.
He does, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
As I was telling David Fizdale just the other day.
Oh, my God. David Fizdale. God bless him.
Now, a wise man once said, you can't predict baseball. Susan, now, in your opinion, is this team going to win the American League East?
Well, you just said about you can't predict baseball. Here I am predicting.
Asking you to predict.
And,
exactly.
And guys, and also one other thing. One thing you can't predict.
What's that?
And that is injuries. Who's going to get injured, and how long are they going to be out? Is it a judgment 7 weeks last year? I would say if the Yankees and Red Sox have similar injuries, the Yankees can win the American League East.
Interesting. John? It's always a pleasure talking to you, John. I don't know what opening day would be without talking to you.
Well, you know, I just thought of it. I have been on your opening day every single year for years. So I hope it continues for more years.
It's a new streak. It's a different kind of streak. The opening day with us streak.
That's exactly right.
We appreciate it, John. Thank you, my friend.
My thanks to you. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.